From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday that American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travels show him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination.
The fundamental desire to have control of our lives and our future, and to want to be a part of determining the course of our communities and our nations, these yearnings are universal.
Mr. Obama also emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition to the new Trump administration. In his overseas trip, Mr. Obama's next stop is Germany. Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to take his country out of the International Criminal Court a day after a United Nations committee condemned Russia for human rights abuses in Crimea. Ukrainian and U.S. officials hailed the committee action, but Russia condemned it as politically motivated. This is VOA News.